Welcome, everybody, to Roleplay Rookies, the D&D podcast where me and some friends from high school get together and play some D&D. I am not in charge of this podcast, but Danny, for some reason, thought that it would be cool if I went ahead and did the intro. So now I can say whatever I want, and I have nothing clever to say. Let's get going!
So charismatic, you know? The right choice.
Just
the
have
right
the radio
choice.
Voice.
Well, Danny's the most handsome in person, so I figured I'd be the most handsome over like sound.
I 100% agree.
I'm very
handsome. It's not debatable. Yeah. We put it to a vote on the way here.
Oh, yeah. In a drive here.
That's right.
Okay.
All of us in our separate cars.
Was a group chat. Okay. Well, this is exciting, right? This is the first recording. We never done this before. Just kidding.
First time ever.
First time.
Playing Dungeons and Dragons. That's what happened.
Definitely.
All right, let's do this. You all wake up next to a lake. You hear the sounds of birds singing. You feel the grass in your face. And as you all slowly wake up, you see the following things. You see three guys that you haven't seen from high school. And you see a pile of ashes right in the middle of you with a few items with it. As you slowly wake up, you have the craziest headache that you ever had in your life. And as you kind of start to slowly wake up, slowly gain your cautions back, you look at each other and you realize that it's your high school gang. You guys haven't seen each other in 10 years. What do you do?
I woke up and I look at this fire and four people, including myself, looking at this. This feels to me, I think I'm Toby, by the way. I think Toby is thinking that he has been drugged and brought to some kind of a cult. And so Toby is stressed and Toby's going to, I think Toby first thing he's going to do is going to run over to someone else and see if anyone's like conscious or if they're all dead. So I'm going to run to whoever's who's closest to me.
Oh. I think Brock would be the closest to you.
I run over to Brock and I like slap him on. I'm like, slap him on the face. I'm like, hello.
Ooh, what?
Hey. Do you know what's going on? Do you know where we are?
No.
Okay. Well, that's that's concerning. All right. Probably next guy. I guess I'm going on to the next person.
He was useless.
You see Jack laying right next to Brock.
I run over to Jack and I do the same little face smacking.
Oh, can y'all keep it down? I was trying to sleep.
You didn't do it hard enough. I smack him harder.
Okay.
Ow. What the? Ow. Did...
Wake up.
Brock?
I know this was you. What did you do?
Nothing.
What did you do?
That is the most suspicious nothing I've ever heard. What is going on?
Okay. Danny, what are we wearing like current day clothes?
You're wearing whatever you're wearing on a Tuesday at 3 o'clock. That's what you're wearing. Whatever.
So I'm wearing slacks and like a button up shirt.
Specifically Tuesday.
Tuesday at 3 o'clock.
That's my naked day, so
Naked Tuesdays.
Naked Tuesdays.
Well, then I am way overdressed for this.
Okay.
You're always overdressed for Naked Tuesdays.
Gosh.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I turn to you, to Jack, and I'm like, do you know what's going on?
Not a dang clue.
Okay. Also, you...
We appear to be in the woods somewhere.
Do I know you? Are you... Jack from high school?
I think so.
And you said you're Brock? Brock, you look great, actually. Did you get taller?
I've been working out, actually.
It shows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so nobody knows. I'm going to go wake up this last person because nobody has any idea what's going on. I go over to the fourth body.
Okay.
And I go, smack him.
Just so you're aware, this is pretty par for the course for Gavin. He wakes up like this a lot. So he's just going to roll over and he's like, oh, man, what a wicked head bonk.
Oh, hey, buddy.
All right, I think this guy knows what's going on. Hey, bud, do you know what cult this is?
No, I didn't attend the first meeting. I guess. I don't know what's going on here.
Okay.
Hey, wait. Toby? Hey, buddy.
Now, okay. Now, this fella looks like a caveman. He is so hairy. So you should, I mean, if you want to try to roll for history or something, but you're not going to recognize
him. Wait. He's actually naked?
No, he's not naked.
Okay. Sorry.
When I said hairy, I was not descriptive. Very long beard, very long hair.
Okay.
There's like beads in his hair, like, and he's just like.
Okay, I see. I'm getting the vibe.
Like, Toby wasn't wrong. Caveman was a good way to describe. This is probably the guy in the cult. Like, he.
Okay,
like,
okay. That's fair.
Toby, buddy.
Hello, you.
Oh, you remembered me.
Yeah. He's gonna give you a huge smelly hug. He smells so bad.
Oh gosh, I look over at Jack and Brock while like he's hugging me, so he can't see my face, and I'm like making faces like, do you guys know what's going on? Who is this?
Yeah, who is this guy?
Perception.
Sure, the first roll of the night. Let's roll a perception check. What are you looking for, though?
If I recognize him.
Would that be investigation?
I think, yeah, it would be more of like an insight, I think.
Oh, insight? Or history?
History, yeah.
Or animal handling, potentially.
No, let's roll history.
He's pretty hairy.
He wants to get
11.
History 11? Mm-hmm. He looks familiar, but the beard, you just can't tell who's that guy anymore.
I believe that at first sight, just because of the way that you are a threat.
Gosh. Gavin perceives you as zero threat. So.
Oh, Brock, buddy!
He's going to come up and try to give you a hug.
Out of sheer just reaction, I punch him in the face.
Gosh, okay, roll me an attack?
Attack?
Vibe.
Got a 16.
What do I see?
He hits me in the face.
Okay, cool. So you come and run at him, and...
I would also say that I get advantage.
Is he rolling damage, by the way?
I'm not gonna make him roll damage, because this is gonna... If you start doing damage, we might as well start a new campaign.
You're like, you're gonna...
Gavin is down!
Oh, man. Okay, cool. Yeah.
He punches you.
Who are you? Where did you bring us?
Brock?
What? Hey, for my defense, if anyone was a cult leader, it would be that guy.
Okay, I mean, you're not wrong.
Just by looks, the, you know, earthy man, and, you know, just his fun, his loving, like,
just
give
his
me
earthy
a
man lovingness. I have to punch him in the face.
All right,
Gavin, you're down the ground with your nose bleeding.
Oh,
Brock, he was standing over him, and yeah, what do you guys want to do next?
I grab him by the beard.
I probably deserve
hold
this.
Hold up to my face. Where did you take us? Why are we here, wizard?
As my guru Sanjay always says, the snowflakes are all special until they melt into water and are one.
I'm going to slap him again.
What does that mean?
I want to do another... I'm going to do a history check.
Okay.
At this point, because I feel like Gavin in high school probably would have said crap like this and
Yeah.
I got a 19.
Okay, you recognize that beautiful singing. It hits a memory for you, unlocks like a memory, like in Link in Tears of the Kingdom. And you just see it, like, good. You hanging out with Gavin and he's singing like all just awesome stuff to you. And he's like, oh, wait a second, I know who that is.
Like, oh my gosh, I would recognize that nonsensical metaphor anywhere.
Positivity anywhere.
Gavin?
Toby remembers me. Yeah, buddy.
You look so good.
Thanks, man.
So at this point, he's in my hand. Like, I'm grasping his beard and holding up.
I'm gonna try to, like, I'm gonna be like, hey, put down Gavin. Do you know, it sounds like, do you know what's going on?
I always knew you'd become a cult leader.
So first off, big compliment, man, but not a cult leader. Been in a few, but never been a leader. That would be cool. No, quite honestly, I have no idea. But, you know, as my guru Sanjay always says, the winds of fate take us wherever they may, whether we may or may not be.
I don't know if Sanjay... All right.
I let go of his beard, and I am brought to tears by the beauty, and I give him... a bear hug.
There we go, buddy. There we go. He's going to pat him, like, on the back. One of those good, hearty hugs.
All right. Well, I'm going to do a perception check then, because I don't know what's going on, and everyone here seems to be clueless. I got a 14.
Well, 14? you look around and this is what you see. The north of you, you see some big trees, huge trees in a forest. The west of you, you see a smoke of a campfire. The east of you, you see a few hills. And south of you, you just see more field. However, with a 14, a couple feet from you, you do realize there is another person. There's a man with long hair, and there is blood all over him.
Is he in the fire?
No.
Okay.
Is he standing?
There's no fire. It's just ash, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a burned out fire. Yeah. Well, is it like a pile of ash or like a burned out campfire?
It's a pile of ash.
Okay.
That's how I'll say. There is a man bleeding a couple feet from you.
Oh my gosh, that dude is there's so much blood. Did any of you guys become like doctors since high school?
Maybe Brock punched him too.
I don't know if this guy's there yet.
He's still alive. He's still breathing.
Well, I'm going back and I'm knowing that my other friends are here now, I am less violent or that's prone good. To violence.
That's just like him in real life.
If I know you guys, then I would know this person as well, is what I would assume. So I go up to the person and I try to figure out who they are, identify them, but I also obviously notice that they're very, very injured. And so I put my hands on them and try to kind of try to figure out and feel if there's anything wrong. And and then, you know, and then I feel something inside of me and it feels really strong and it seems to just come out and I feel vibrations in me and then a glowing comes from my hands and hopefully, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this, but heal this individual back to health.
Well, Jordan, you feel this energy going through you. And as this power, this divine power, this radiant power comes through you, you cast Lay on Hands on this individual, closing its wound.
Nice.
He's no longer bleeding out and he will no longer die.
Holy crap. You're a good doctor.
I'm actually an engineer. So this is great.
As you help this man out, Brock, he kind of open his eyes and he's looking around and he goes, thank you so much. And he looks at all the four of you and he jumps back and he goes, Midgardians?
It's actually pronounced Americans.
I'm not even wearing a mouth guard. By the way, Gavin's not intelligent. I don't know if you
got that yet. I love the dad jokes are already
yeah, I know, right?
in here.
He looks at all of you and he goes, Wait, meat gardens, humans? How did you get here?
Oh, yeah, I am a human. Yeah, I checked.
And as you look closer to this guy, you do realize that he has pointy ears.
Oh, I think Gavin's going to come and go rub him.
Whoa, what are you doing, man? Whoa. What?
You're kind of weird, dude.
I go up to Gavin and I go, what you feel?
They're kind of like tough, but like your nose is tough, kind of okay. Soft too.
All right, you know what? Maybe we all keep our hands to ourselves.
Can you guys let go of my ears, please?
I guess. Sorry, man.
You know, Gavin, so you're touching a man's ears, and you're calling him the weird one.
Jackson, buddy! I haven't noticed you this whole time yet. I'm going to hug Jackson aggressively. Jack? It's Jack. I mean, sorry. Jack, buddy! I'm going to hug him immediately as he's giving me a lecture on not touching people.
Okay, next we need to talk about consent.
I'm going to... While you're giving him a very important lesson, life lesson that he needs to learn, hopefully had learned earlier, I'm going to go talk to the elf.
Okay.
I go up to him and I say, do you know what's going on? Do you know where we are?
What do you mean?
Look, me and my friends here, we just woke up here and I can't speak for them, but I have no idea what happened. I don't know anything about the last 24 hours. I was at work and then I blinked and now I'm here in the woods. So I'm just curious, like, what is going on?
What's going on? And he's kind of like, and you can see that he's still injured, right? Brock closed his fatal wound, but he's still pretty beat up. And he goes, what's going on is that an army of goblins invaded my forest. We fought them off, but he took our children away. And now I am the only one who can protect them. So that's what I'm going to do. I am going to save the kids from the arms of the stupid goblins.
Gotcha. Okay. So this guy's clearly on drugs. This feels like like a Gavin thing,
goblins,
maybe.
Goblins, not, they're not real.
Yeah, what's a are they real goblins?
Of course they are. Trust me, they're very real.
Sure they're real. Look, he's an elfy dude and there's some sort of goblins running around.
Wait. I'm sorry. Where do you think you are?
Honestly, like Wyoming, probably. I don't know.
What's a Wyoming?
What are honestly, maybe there's not much up there. So
maybe we're in like Europe. They don't know all of our states.
Europe? I've never been to Europe.
Is this the Netherlands, good sir?
No, he's speaking English.
We don't see any windmills. I don't think it's the Netherlands.
Gosh, dang it. He goes, listen, he's like, I don't have time for this. But listen, I don't know what you guys call your home. Like, okay, let's make this easy. Where you from? Do people have ears like me or like yours?
Sometimes at like conventions and stuff.
I try not to look.
You never touched another person's ears?
No, Gavin, you're not allowed to touch people without asking first.
I've never gotten in trouble for it.
I find that so hard to believe.
He goes, listen, I don't know where you guys are from. Neither do you. But you guys are in Alfenheim, right? The realm of the elves.
Alfenheim?
Like Lord of the Rings? Elves?
What's a Lord of the Rings?
Okay, so there's this guy, and he made a bunch of rings.
I don't think we have time for this, Gavin.
Really? Oh, okay. He asked. I just
3 hours later.
It's like the only book
I
read.
And then does he drop the ring?
Yeah. Actually, yeah, he does, kind of. I mean, it's kind of, it's a long story.
It's like 12 hours later, but
we're not doing this. Yeah, he has to save the children of his village.
It's the only book Gavin's almost read.
Gosh, damn. He goes, listen, I don't know who this Lord of the Rings is. He's probably your master or whatever. I don't really care. But I need to save the people that I care for, right? I'm the only one now who can fight. Everyone else that it's back home, they're injured, and I need to go save them. And I wish you guys the best of luck, but I'm going to go. If you guys need something, even though I'm going to regret this, my people is right over there, and he points to the north where the forests are. And I'm going to go fight some goblins. So you guys have a good day. And he heads to the direction of the campfire that you guys saw earlier, like the smoke to the west.
So my first thought is, if the danger is that way, we should probably go that way. Right? Am I alone here?
I don't know, man. This is a weird dream.
Gavin's just waving bye to the elf man. He's not even paying attention to you guys talking.
I think I would pull out my phone and try to get like a signal or something.
No Thanks. Signal.
But he however, does have his phone.
However, roll me a d20. I want to see something real quick.
Roll you a d20. I'm going to roll a real one.
Wait, yeah, roll a real one.
That's a d20. Let me count the sides real quick.
What'd you get?
As a crit fail.
You got a one.
Gavin's phone's out. It's gone. No battery left.
Oh, joke's dang. On you. Gavin doesn't own a cell phone. Oh,
perfect. Let me roll a d20. I got a 15.
Okay, so you lucky for you, you just brought a brand new iPhone. The battery hasn't died yet on you. It's still very good. And you can see, that it has been actually a week since your last memory.
Guys,
because of the date, right? You see no signal, but because of the date, you can see the date. It's been a week.
Okay.
It's a good phone if it stays in standby for a week.
It's a good phone.
Guys, I think it's been like a week since I last went to work.
Oh, you're going to be in so much trouble, dude.
Dude, I don't know what's going on. I don't know that I believe the LARPing guy who says he's an elf, but we should probably, I don't know, should we go towards the campfire? Should we follow this guy? Like, we're in the middle of nowhere, and people die in the woods all the time.
I have never once died in the woods.
Well, clearly not, because you're right here.
So how common can it be?
Okay, so just assessing the situation, here are our options. Go towards the smoke, which the elf is clearly going towards, which we just basically revived from the dead, by the way. So nothing good can come from that place. Two, there's, you know, we've watched a lot of Netflix, or at least I have. And there's a lot of survivalist shows that say you follow the stream. And so, I mean, if we can find a stream, source of water, we can go up or down there, and we're bound to find some village somewhere, right?
Alternatively, the elf did tell us there's a village to the north.
I'll show the pile of ashes. You guys haven't done anything with it.
Can I investigate the pile? I feel like this is a total Gavin thing to do. Be like, oh.
While we're trying to figure out what to do, Gavin's like messing with the ashes.
Yeah, I find a stick. He finds a stick and he's like, I'm going to draw something. Like he just wants to like draw a picture.
The moment you do, you find the following things. You found a dagger. You find a really cool looking cloak. You found a crystal ring. You find a hand axe and a very cool glowing red stone.
Guys, pointy ear man left all his stuff in this is in the ash. Come look.
I come over and I see the stuff and I'm like, ah, we got to return this.
But do we though?
I don't know where my priorities are right now.
Okay. Here's what I think we should do. Are we ready, guys?
I think while he's talking, Gavin is going to be collecting these things and just start following the elf man because he literally has no sense urgency, direction, right? He's just going to start going. You keep talking though.
I think we go to the village to the north. And we find somebody with a signal, and we call for help.
I agree, actually.
Right. Surely this isn't some other world. Like, that's absurd.
John, are you actually finding the elfman?
I'm 100 yards away by now.
Okay, so let us have fun. We are currently 27 minutes in, and we already split the party.
Well, obviously, no one has a clue what they're doing. So, like, Gavin's just like, I'm doing this.
Jack is sprinting after Gavin.
Oh, really?
Sure.
We notice he's like 100 yards away.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So the two of you, Toby and Brooke, do you guys want to go to the forest? You guys.
What are they doing?
I follow Gavin because, I mean, if he's just wandering off, I mean, I want to help him out. I'm like, Gavin, what are you doing? And I run after him, I guess.
I think someone feels guilty from punching him earlier.
All is forgiven, brother.
I left. Okay, so no one's being sensible. Fine. We'll go follow the strange man into the woods.
Into the woods.
In my defense, I was going to follow or run after Gavin to bring him back.
Yeah, but that wasn't communicated.
Yeah, no one said anything.
All I see is you running off. To go get Gavin, and I'm like, oh, I guess we're following now. So I guess we're following.
You were very clear.
Into the woods.
As the elf looks behind you and sees, in my mind, I see, like, I imagine that Gavin is like right next to him. He goes, subdued, and he's like, what the? And then he sees the three of you running at his direction. He goes, whoa, you gotta blow my cover. You guys gonna help me out find these goblins?
You dropped your stuff, elf man. Here's your stuff, bro.
That ain't mine.
This isn't yours?
No, you guys can keep it, though. It's not mine.
It's like my guru Sanjay always says, finders, keepers, happy day.
So he looks at all of you and he goes, oh, Jordan really liked that one.
It's just so dumb.
It's so stupid.
Do you know Jordan's favorite joke?
Jordan.
Well, the one I remember.
Can you do it?
What?
He can't do it.
Oh, I'm worried that it's not the same one I think it is.
I know it.
Why did the plane crash?
This is the joke. Okay, yeah. Good. Why did the plane crash,
Jordan?
He can't even keep it together.
No, I have to do it.
Let him cook.
The pilot was a loaf of bread.
Did you get it? Nate?
Gavin.
Because bread can't fly planes. Jack.
That better be merch.
Do you know why he heard that joke?
Oh, I've heard it so many times.
No, but do you know where it comes from?
No, I don't know where it comes from.
We took a physics class together, and every Friday our teacher would do like dad jokes.
Dumb Friday. Joke Friday.
Yeah.
And he told that joke and no one laughed. And Jordan, I remember this vividly.
It's because no one understood the joke.
Jordan sat behind me and he was laughing.
How did the plane take off? <I don't know. laughs>
Ha 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 ha!
you think it's where it is? I don't know. I just know it crashed.
Oh my goodness.
Life is full of mysteries.
The beauty of the joke.
Where were you again? Oh, yeah. Oaf says, what? You guys gonna help me fight these goblins then?
All right, you guys. I whisper to the group. I like huddle over. I'm like, okay, clearly this man is unwell. I say we agree to help him with his pest problem. And then in like exchange, he takes us to the village because I don't know how to get back now.
We just ran like 50 meters.
Also known as.
Did he just measure that in meters? Are you European? I did not know you had such eclectic taste, Brock.
I would get back now.
I'm sorry. I'm still warming up.
I can still see the ash from here, I think. No, it's good.
We walk for like 6 minutes. Like it.
Not even that. I have a terrible sense of direction.
Toby's lost.
Toby's like, look at the sun. Whoa, west. Okay, he looks at he goes, okay, don't blow my cover, all right? I'm going to do my thing, and you guys give me backup, okay? I'm going to try to distract the goblins, and you guys save the children. Got it?
Sure thing, buddy boy.
Sure.
By the way, my name is Red.
Oh.
Like the color?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, well.
All right, so Red, as you guys get closer, and he tells you guys you're like, get cover, and as you guys go up the hill, you see 4 goblins at a bonfire, and you see there's a wooden cage with 6 children in there, and the goblins are talking to each other going,
well, I can't believe it. They killed almost everyone here in our party. Yeah, but we got them good. We got them really good. Yeah, we did.
He goes, those stupid goblins.
I think Gavin would be so confused right now because you just said to save the children, and I honestly think Gavin would think the goblins are the children.
Even though you see 6 children in a wooden cage.
I think he would think all of them are children.
Okay. He's going to be terrified what's about to happen next.
Yeah, describe these goblins, actually. What do they look like?
They are 4 feet tall, and they are wearing tear-up clothes. They are green with spikes on their hair, and they have red eyes.
I really think I'm going to do something chaotic in a minute, so I hope everybody just like does what they want to do real fast.
Real quick, so looking at this, I think this is the first time for Toby that it's actually sinking in that, like,
you guys are not home.
Maybe this guy actually is an elf. Like, these things clearly aren't people, you know. And I think instinctively, because like Toby gets he's a little jumpy. He reaches into this bag of stuff that Gavin brought with us, and he pulls out the knife just like to have something. To like defend himself with.
Okay. And he goes, all right, on my count. And he starts to, and he takes his position, like this like hunting position. And as he jumps up, he tries, and you see like red hair coming out of his face. His eyes turn yellow. And then as he's about to do something really cool, he screams in pain because his wounds are just too much. And he goes, ah! And he like drops, passing out of pain. He can't do anything. And the goblins all look at you and goes, wait a second, what's going on here? And they all start rushing at you.
Hey, your dad was looking for you, little guys. Point at the guy on the ground and be like, come here. Look, they have pointy ears.
Be devastated when we kill these children.
Look, your dad's right here.
My dad?
Yeah, your dad. You got pointy little ears. He's got pointy little ears.
And he looks at the elf, goes, my dad ain't an elf. And he spits at the elf.
Oh, man. You guys need to go to, like, I don't know, some sort of, like, correctional facility.
And he goes, wait a second. What's going on here?
And it just starts to smell you. Mmm,
this will do nicely.
But Gavin smells horrible.
Yeah, the goblins have bad taste.
Yucky.
You guys cooking something?
Yeah. Do you want to come over here?
Oh, yeah.
Gavin, I think you should rethink that.
Dinner party.
That goblin has a knife.
Oh. So do you.
How is he supposed to cut up his vegetables without a knife?
You know what I should do next?
And he's going to roll an attack.
Here we go.
This is familiar.
He crit fail.
He crit fails.
So he tries to hit you with his scimitar. Uh-huh. And he slips and falls on his back.
Oh, shoot, dang.
I think Gavin is going to be like, reach down and pick him up and be like, oh, sorry you fell down there, buddy.
Thanks.
It's okay. I pats him on the head.
You're really cool.
Gavin's half Canadian.
He's going to stretch to hit you again. And wow, he got four. Gosh dang it.
He missed again, dude.
He missed again.
Explain, how does this...
No, I love the idea of like, he's about to swing at you, and Gavin just sees like a cool flower, and he's like, oh, a flower. Like, as he goes to pick it up, he completely misses it.
It just vaults over Gavin.
I'm gonna take the flower I just picked up and like put it behind his ear, like, here you go, buddy.
And
okay, I see this happening, and I understand that this thing is trying to kill Gavin.
He's failing at it, but yeah, he's trying.
And so
there was an attempt.
So I will jump and tackle him.
Okay. I think at this point we got roll initiative then.
Okay.
And Nate, you got your cool new dagger. Nate, actually, roll me a wisdom saving throw.
Real quick. Wisdom saving throw?
Yes.
Okay. I got a 11.
Yeah, 11. I'll give that to you. You connect with the dagger magically, and you realize that dagger has a cool power that if you throw it, it will go back to you in your hand when you call it back.
It'll like come back like Thor's hammer?
It will teleport to your hand, yes.
Oh, that's less cool, but also cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So this is like a dart then, kind of.
Yeah, it can be a dagger. It can be a long-range weapon now for you.
Okay. So sensing this and like pulsing through my mind and also kind of in the heat of the moment because this goblin's trying to like kill Gavin and anyway, I throw the dagger at the goblin and I roll a 22.
That hits.
Okay, and that does 4 damage.
Okay, it's not dead yet. But it is hurt, and it's on its shoulder right now.
And it comes back to me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so fun fact, Toby is actually a monk, and as a bonus action, I can do an unarmed strike. So I think I run over to this thing.
Okay.
And I know it says unarmed strike, and that in my head feels like a punch, but can I just kick it?
Yeah.
Like, try to get it, like, yeah. Okay.
Unarmed strike is punch, kick, headbutt.
Anything.
Oh, okay.
If you want.
Curb stomp.
I got a 20. Rolled a 20 for that. Dirty 20.
Okay,
which damage. I assume hits, and yeah. That's 7 bludgeoning damage. I got what? Thick legs.
So this is what happened. So Toby, as an instinct, you throw the dagger perfectly, and as you go back to finish off the job, you know when you're a kid and you watch a really cool like action movie, and you try to imitate the moves. You know what I'm talking about?
100%.
Something comes to your mind, like a movie that you watch, like a Jackie Chan movie or an action movie where you saw someone do a really cool kick and you were able to just recreate it perfectly. It's for some reason, your body feels lighter. Your body feels is so much easier to move than ever before. And you just can feel this strength growing on you. And as an instinct, you just finish off this goblin. He's gone.
Guys, all those years of karate, I think they're paying off.
Okay. So, Nate, after you take down this goblin, we go back to Jack. Jack, it's your turn.
Okay. When the elf was knocked over, did he drop his weapon, like his sword or whatever?
No, but the goblin that Toby just destroyed, it, his weapon is down now.
And I'm going to run up, grab the scimitar from the goblin's remains and bring it round at the other goblin, I guess. Staring at the battle map, trying to figure out how things were.
Sure, you run up to the goblin on the other side of me, probably.
Yeah, there's two goblins by
Gavin.
By Gavin,
and then there's like two other that are probably like just like hanging behind them.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, they're just like like a little party, you know.
All right, I grab the scimitar and I bring it round, trying to slice the other goblin.
Okay, roll me attack.
14, so probably like an 8 or like.
Yeah, that
15
hits.
Plus.
That hits.
Okay, scimitar, I think that's a d6.
It is.
That is a 1.
Okay. You hit him, but it doesn't do a lot of damage. He goes, how dare you?
How dare I? How dare you fight or attack this elf?
Hey, we just followed orders, but I'm going to enjoy killing all of you.
Okay, let's tone down the role play, buddy. We're all friends here, right? This is like a live action role play, right?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
And did you actually do anything else?
Nope, that is my turn. All Jack right, is somewhat terrified.
Let's go with Brock next.
So I'm in the back, gosh, right there, right?
Yeah, you're behind everyone.
I'm behind everyone. What is Gavin doing?
Gavin is startled. Gavin has been very startled because he still kind of believes these are children. And you guys just like... Killed punched one in the... Killed, well, killed it, I guess.
Yeah, killed
you
one.
Punched him to death. Is that
I
not what you did?
I kicked him to death, actually.
You kicked him to death. So I'm horrified. Gavin's like, whoa, what are you guys doing?
So, I mean, I feel like Gavin's a danger to himself at this point.
Pretty much.
And so I go and I basically tackle him from behind to the ground. In a sense, like, you know, jumping on a grenade, kind of just like trying to immobilize him because I don't know what he's going to do. But I know that he's also in danger.
He did just like narrowly dodge two hits from this goblin. So.
Narrowly by picking a flower.
I didn't choose that, to be fair, but I do like it.
No, I'm saying like, yeah. It
so
makes
is he
going
to have to grapple me now or something?
What's yeah, yep. You're going to have to do like a strength contest now.
Okay, that's all good.
Yep. Brock strength versus
if you lose to
Gavin's
me, I will never let you
athletics
lose
or acrobatics.
What did Jordan get?
Dude, nat 20. Clothesline him.
Well, if he gets a nat 20, let's see.
Take him to the ground.
I got a 17.
Oh, all right. You got a nat 20. You can tell me what happens.
I mean, I'm just tackling him to the ground because I feel like he's in danger. He doesn't know what's going on. And I just want, like, it's kind of like, get down. And so I jump on him on his back and I take him down to the ground. And I kind of like.
Yeah, you know when your friend's in danger, you just like. Tackle him.
I get it. Gavin gets it. He's like, oh man, you're a good buddy. That kind of hurt, but you're a good buddy.
I'm just saying.
He's going to like hug him and pat him in this weird embrace.
But I did it in such a way that it did not hurt Gavin because.
Oh.
The nat 20.
Nat 20.
Yeah. You're such a gentle buddy.
Such a gentle giant.
Joe.
Jinx.
Jinx. Hatch by him. So the. Okay, it's going to be the goblin's turn, and they're going to have advantage against Brock because he's on the ground.
Because he is prone, because he just tackled someone.
Yes.
We're both prone.
Yep.
Wait, before we do this, where are you in relation to me? Are you like...
I'm on top of you.
You're on top?
So he's protecting you.
Okay. You're going to get hit by this.
Oh, you're my shield. Okay, good. Exactly. I just wanted to make sure that you were my shield. Like okay. A bunch of
these. Two of those hits... One misses. And retro damage.
Oh, no.
He's he dead, gave huh? His life to protect me.
17 damage.
17? I'm legit dead.
You're knocked unconscious, right?
My brother appears out of nowhere.
You're knocked unconscious. You're not dead.
You're not dead yet.
His brother, who was like him in every way.
Okay. The goblins slash at you, they slash on your back and it hurts you. And because of bullet loss, you kind of like pass off a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
After that is John's turn, Gavin's turn.
Okay. So,
so he is trapped underneath the dying.
Because he's passed out, he can push him over.
No, Gavin's not going to do that. This is what Gavin's going to do.
It would make too much sense if he did.
It would make exactly. Way too much. That's way too predictable.
I mean, Gavin doesn't know he's in a fight yet.
Sorry. I have a list of nonsense wisdoms that Gavin can say.
Gosh.
So Gavin is going to use one of his sayings, but it's actually going to, within his body, it will invoke a power that he's recently been given, and it will effectively heal. It's going to work like healing word, but I want anytime I use healing word, this point forward, he has to say one of these dumb things.
Oh, that's so amazing.
That's funny.
In order for it to work. So he's gonna pat Brock on the back. He's like, you seem like you're hurting, buddy. It's okay. It's okay. What's even in a name? A cat by any other name still would not smell like a rose.
And those beautiful words, you feel divine power. The breath of life comes back to you, I guess. You're never dead. All right. How much? Yeah.
He gets like 4 health points.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
We're level 1. That's pretty substantial.
Yeah.
All right. That's all you want to do?
It's at this point, and then can I stand up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and then I'm going to stand up. Can I hoist my buddy up too?
Yeah, you can help.
I'm going to pick him up and be like, it's okay.
You did good.
You did. Get back in there and I'll slap him on the butt.
You did good.
Give him a bum slap like a baseball. Like, get in.
I mean, he did protect you.
Like, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He tried to. I don't know. That probably made it worse.
As a paladin, he should get used to being a meat shield for the rest of this campaign.
Yeah, so.
Makes a fantastic point.
I was hoping he'd do this for me.
We're back at the turn order, Nate. Toby?
Okay, so after seeing Brock get hit, and kind of, he's like bloody, right? Like he's all...
Brock?
Yeah, he is.
He has 4 HP left.
So I freak out, and I'm like, Brock! How dare you! And I run over to the goblin that... I mean, they both hit him, I guess. I run over to the closest one to me, and... As I'm running over, I lift my hand in the air and my dagger teleports into my hand just like instinctively.
Yeah.
And thinking that is the coolest thing in the world that what just happened, I do this motion where I bring the dagger down into the leg of the goblin. And as he like bends forward in pain, I take my knee and I hit up. So I do a dagger hit. And I want to do an unarmed strike, and I'll let you know if any of that works.
That's actually pretty dope.
That's pretty cool.
That's way cool. That's
it's
cool.
Like, I can be a monk. I can say more stuff than just, I slash this thing.
I slash and, I'm rolling and punch
great,
it.
By the way, I got a 22 on the dagger and a 19 on the unarmed
strike. Dude, just roll damage. I think you just killed it, to be honest with you.
Well,
is there a way
you
were
curious,
not?
Is there a way I could not?
Could you physically not kill the goblin at this point?
Unless
he's
sick. I did 11 damage. I could do non-lethal.
I'm trying to say, what's the lowest possible roll you for damage, right?
Oh. Yep. Lowest possible would have been 8. So, yeah.
They have 7.
There's literally no way you could not waste this thing. That's math.
That's math. Which is crazy to hear from Gavin, of all people.
No, that was John.
That was John.
No, Gavin would never say something like that.
Toby, you exactly what happens. Again, in the same thing that you felt before, right? Like every movie, every anime, or whatever you watch as a kid, you're just able to perfectly recreate those moves. And your body just does it. Your body feels so much lighter. You feel the strength, and you again take now another goblin.
I am on cloud 9. That's so cool.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
All right, let's go now to Jack.
Okay, now with 2 goblins punched out by Toby in front of me.
Yeah, you're a workhorse, man. You've done all the work.
Really, though?
Yeah.
I am now thoroughly convinced that, okay, these are not just people in costumes.
If they are, I'm going to prison.
Yeah, we still run that risk, by the way.
True.
Very true. And I guess I'm going to bring the scimitar around again to slash at one of the ones that is still standing.
All right.
And that is a 22 to hit.
That hits, room damage.
That is 8 damage.
You kill it.
Yo!
Let's go.
How you do it?
Okay, I didn't realize until just now that this sword is not like a fake sword.
Oh, well, just like Nate, because you guys, he does LARPing, right?
That's all that I think this is at this point. Until... Okay.
But you've been LARPing your whole life. You've been, like... doing those findings out in the parks every Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. But for this first time, when people say like, oh, the sword is like an extension of your arm, you know, it's supposed to be one. You truly feel that. You truly feel the motion of the arm as you in the scimitar is a one, and as you slash down this goblin.
And as I cut him through, I'm like, holy crap. That's a sharp sword for a goblin.
Gosh dang.
Do you get, like, sick?
He throws it up.
Make him roll constitution.
Yes, do it.
Roll it.
That's so funny.
Oh, that is a 21, so I am fine.
You keep it in. Okay.
Like in the mouth.
With one goblin left and raised from the dead, we have Brock. What do you want to do?
The choir. Cue the choir.
I'm obviously, like, I don't know what I would do in this situation. It would be, I mean, I was brought back, right?
Yeah.
Do you want revenge on the guy who stabbed you?
Well, he's dead.
No, there's one left.
There's one left.
Is that the one that stabbed me?
There was two. Yeah. There was two that stabbed you.
As far as you, there were three.
Okay. I guess I'm going to attack him because I don't have anything else.
There's weapons on the floor. There's scimitars on the floor that the goblins dropped.
I guess I'll pick one of those up.
All right. I think a scimitar for you is a plus four.
Plus four.
So just roll an attack plus four.
So I did a 15 and a hit.
Okay, you hit it. 15 hits.
And then I did a roll and it was four.
Well, so the problem is unarmed strikes, you don't roll unless you have a feat for it. It's just your strength modifier.
He killed it. I'm done. You killed the goblin.
it's just one plus your strength mod.
You killed it. Wait, how you do it?
That works. I just punch his square in the face.
Wait. You punch him in the face? Wait. You have a sword.
Freaking sword. No, I slash it diagonally.
But didn't he roll an unarmed strike?
It doesn't matter.
He killed it.
It's dead.
He killed it. Mathematically, I think he cannot not kill it. Right?
Yeah. He killed it. He's dead.
He must kill it.
As you finish out the goblins, Red, the elf, kind of goes, I'm ready. I'm ready to fight. And as he looks at all of you, especially Toby, covering like goblin's blood, he goes, wait.
He's freaking vicious.
You guys did this?
You guys killed his kids!
No.
Oh my gosh.
No. They're not my kids.
What? Whose kids are these?
Wait. I go up to him. I put my hand on his shoulder and I go, in my defense, your children attacked me first.
They're not my children.
Could have fooled me, man. Pointy ears.
And he like backs out and goes, those right there that look like me, those are our children. At least what one of them is. I'm going to go save them. These green things, bad.
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 Oh. They were kind of mean.
Yeah, they tried to kill you, I'm assuming.
They did?
Don't worry about it, Gavin. I pat him on
the back. Well, he's concerned now because he sees four dead goblins and he didn't know they were bad. So in his mind, like, they just killed them.
Like, please excuse my friend. Toby talks to the elf. He's like, all right. I don't know that he's totally aware of what's going on. Go unlock the cage.
Yeah, I'm going
to
do that.
I'm going to talk to these guys real quick. And I bring everyone to a huddle. I'm like, guys, did you see what happened with the knife? Did you see the kung fu I just did? I don't want to speak too soon, guys. But I think that we have been transported to a fantasy world. This is the premise of every anime I ever watched.
Those are like those cartoons, right?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Those
man.
Are crazy fighting words. Funny anime cartoon.
Toby's holding his knife, but he's like,
instant cancellation.
Gavin doesn't know, man.
Guys, if this is like, if we've actually been transported, then we can't leave until we finish whatever quest we were brought here to do. Usually there's like a demon that we have to fight or like a lady we have to save or a lot of cooking randomly in the woods. Those are my favorite, by the way.
I am on board for the cooking in the woods.
Yeah, I have so many to recommend. Such good. Anyway, we should probably talk to the elf and figure out why we're here.
But to be fair, I mean, we don't know where we are. And so I want to go home and I want you guys to go home, too. I don't know, like, are we playing this game? Are we going to be staying here and fighting goblins, or are we just going to...
If I've watched enough anime, which home. I have, we can't go home until we finish whatever they did, or, like, whatever quest they
we
set
We don't
out.
Know that.
It seems there's elves,
the
man.
The highway could be over that freaking mountain right
we
there.
We just killed goblins.
We look killed at that look. Guy's kids. I'm really worried.
I just don't know what the priority is. I don't care about being a superhero right now. I just want to go home. And I want to survive with my friends. Like I just want to go home.
Well, Jack is still just processing the dead goblins on the ground. Like, those are real. Those are dead. Maybe Toby's onto something.
Toby's doing like punches in the air. And he's like seeing how light his punches are, and he's like, oh my gosh.
Well, as you guys are talking, Red comes back with the kids. He goes, Thank you so much for your help. Listen, come with me. Come to the forest. We'll give you new clothes. We'll feed you. We'll give you some food. And if there's anything you guys need to know, I will be more than happy to tell you. But I'm kind of beat up right now and I need some healing. And I think your friend, Chu, and he's pointing to Brock, needs some healing too. So how about you guys follow, spend a night here, and we can talk.
100%. Let's do it. I turn to Brock. I'm like, maybe they'll have like phones in the town.
I have no other option. Let's go.
Your option is come to the town or stay out here bleeding to death.
Exactly. So.
As you guys walk to the forest, as you, the moment you enter the forest, the atmosphere, the air feels different. And Gavin, especially you, you can feel the magic of the nature. You can feel the trees talking to each other. You can feel the peaceful. And how do you react as you feel this brand new sensation that you never felt before?
I think Gavin is going to like breathe in the nature for a minute, and then he's going to exhale and he's going to go, guys, it's like my guru Sanjay always said.
Oh, gosh dang it.
You opened it up. Here it comes. He goes, if your heart is where the sky is bluest, then the sound of winter's twilight will be your friend.
One of my scars. Close.
Not intentionally trying to heal anything. He's just, he's struck by the beauty of nature here, which is like his total vibe.
Raz notices you and he goes, huh, so you're a druid, huh?
I am one with nature's twilight, my brother.
So am I. That's why we protect this forest.
Oh, buddy. He comes, gives him a hug.
He goes, yes, tree brother.
Tree brother.
As he says, this forest is sacred. The god wasn't trying to take from us because it contains many riches. But we believe that we only can use things for nature, and it's our duty to protect it. And that's why they're trying to attack us. They're trying to destroy this beautiful forest.
Oh, the green dudes were not children. They were not good.
They were not good. They were bad.
Like, it all sinks in now. Gavin's getting it because of the atmosphere and because they're tree buddies now.
He's finally having some clarity of thought.
Tree brother. Yeah.
The gummies were off.
The gummies.
Roll me a perception check.
Sure.
One of you and whatever.
I'll do it.
Great.
The gummies wear off or the gummies kick.
Now I have to. There are no gummies. This is all Gavin, man.
I mean, it's been a week. I mean,
no gummies involved here.
Powerful.
What am I rolling?
We never checked what we had in
perception
our
check.
Sorry, I'm channeling too much.
Hot dog. So I rolled technically I rolled 26.
Okay. Wow.
Holy crap. You have incredible perception.
Maybe it is because you're one of the forest, but you do see there are other elves, wood elves, looking at you on top of the trees. They're trying to make sure what's going on. And you can sense them. You can feel them. And you see that you're surrounded by them. And Rad goes, they are with us. They saved us. They helped us. Don't do anything. Don't attack them. And they kind of just all back away. And then Rad touches a tree and a giant like ladder comes out of it. And a staircase comes out of it. And he tells you guys to climb up. And as you guys do, you see a bunch of tree houses. And you see the wood forest village where you see all sorts of elves. You see people cooking. You see people collecting fruits. And you see that these people live on the top of these giant trees. What you guys want to do next?
More tree brothers.
That's right.
Gavin really, I don't know. Have you guys seen Zootopia?
Yes.
Of course. You know that donkey, not the donkey, the mule at the nudist place?
Yeah, the yogi people.
The yogi people.
That's exactly what
it is. Exactly.
Yeah. We'll get into Gavin's backstory.
Like an elephant.
Yeah. You're going to get, when we get into Gavin's backstory, that vibe will continue to burrow into that hole. That's what it is.
Funny.
Very perceptive.
Red goes here. And he gives you a bunch of like wooden what wood elves will wear, right? So like leaves, like traditional like elf clothing. And he goes, wear this. You guys stand out too much right now as what you guys are wearing.
Before I put it on, I want to check my pockets to see if I have anything cool on me apart from my phone.
You have your wallet. You have your car keys. You have, I mean, what would you have? Besides those things,
what I have,
you have your AirPods.
I have my AirPods and my I can listen to music, anything I've downloaded from Spotify.
Can I investigate what kind of car he drives?
Yeah.
Based on his car keys.
Yeah.
Do you need me to roll it?
Yeah, Do I need to roll to see how good my car is?
Yeah, roll it to how successful you are.
Yeah. I'm going to investigate. Oh, this isn't going to be good.
I got a 16.
I had a 10, but they're car keys. I mean, come on, man.
Sure, I'll give it to you. What car do you want to drive, Nate, to a 16?
So Toby, before coming on this adventure, was just like a programmer, like a software engineer. And so I think he has like a nicer... I think he has a Tesla. Everybody who's a software engineer has a Tesla.
He has a Tesla.
Okay. Which means I don't have car keys.
No, you order a T. You order just like a giant T.
To show it off.
Yeah.
I'm very vain.
Gavin's going to go, nice. You drive a Prius, man? He has no clue.
Right on.
Right on, brother. Tree brother. Oh, no clue, yeah.
Toby has to hold back from just pushing him off the treehouse.
Do you watch cartoons in your Prius? Just kidding. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. It's funny. As you guys do this, they heal you, Brock. You feel you can bring your HP back to normal.
Oh, yeah.
Gav, you get your spell slot back.
Oh, buddy.
And you guys kind of rest. And you guys are surrounded by a campfire, and you guys are talking. You guys are eating some delicious berries, some delicious stew that they made for you guys. And Red looks at you and goes, okay, listen, it's pretty obvious that you guys are clueless and you guys don't know anything about anything.
Correct.
What'd you say?
So I'm going to give you the rundown, okay? I'm going to give you how things work around here. There are 9 realms. So 9 worlds. Each world, there's a different race that rules it, right? This one is the elves. There's one that's by dwarves. There's one that are by humans. I can go down by each single one of those, but let's just not. My point is, the human realm has been shut down for a millennia now, honestly. And no one has seen humans for a really long time. So I'm very surprised that you guys are here. However, there's a thing that connects all these 9 realms. It's called the Bifrost. And the way to get to the Bifrost, you need to go to the central city or capital, which is a couple of days' journeys from here. But again, I don't know how you guys managed to get here. If you guys ever want to go back, you guys need to go to the Bifrost again to go back home. Does that help you guys out? I'm not sure what else you guys need to know. That's all I can tell you.
Can I roll a history check on if I remember my Norse mythology?
Yeah, go for it.
That is a 4.
You don't remember at all.
I did not take mythology.
You remember that Thor is a Marvel hero.
Nailed it. I know what the Bifrost is.
Heimdall.
Can I do a history check?
Yeah.
I rolled a 17.
Nate is rolling so good tonight.
I know, right? I'm going to do terrible next time we play.
Nate, with a 17, you remember this connection to the Bible. You remember that it is heavily connected to the Norse mythology, as Josh kind of just said earlier. But for a human's point of view, you never imagined that it was actually real, right? Because Norse mythology is a combination between Christian and Greek mythology. So you do... Like, to be the one thing that was actually correct is kind of wild to you.
No, keep going, sorry.
No, so, but however, with your 17 and what I'll give it to you, you can tell that Red's telling the truth. If you ever want to go back home, the Bifrost is the way back.
All right, guys, I think this is less anime and more like Norse mythology. You guys, you know, like, the Bifrost is like a gate, right? So we got to just, if we want to go back... I guess we just find that. Does that sound right?
Yes. However, he looks and goes, the high elves, they are the ones that protect the Bifrost, and they are not very nice. They're not very nice people, and they don't like humans very much.
They've never met Gavin.
So
yeah,
I gave you guys hoodies. Make sure you wear them, so people don't notice that you are. Humans right away because they do not like humans around here.
Do we have hats as well?
to conceal our ears?
Well, he gave you hoods.
Okay,
got hey, Gavin's really curious, actually. He's going to pull out of that bag that he's been carrying. He's like, what about this one, the cloak that they found in the ashes?
So he goes, I don't know a lot about magic, but I can sense they're very powerful items. Listen, and I think you guys should just plead those items among you. And, I mean, Toby, you said that one of those items, you connected with it when you touched it?
Yeah, take a look at this. And I throw the knife into, like, one of the trees nearby. And then I open my hand and it just, like, zaps back into my hand.
I imagine the druids are just like, what did you do?
That's exactly what Gavin did. Just then.
That tree's screaming. He's,
Gavin is not impressed by the knife. He's, like, literally terrified. You just, like, threw that at a tree.
Why would you do that? Just throw it on the ground, you idiot. Oh, he's going to go over and like rub this. Like, this is the first time he's visibly upset.
So like, far. That's what makes you mad?
This tree.
Not the goblin that tried to murder you?
Tree brothers.
Who do you have druid craft, the cantrip?
I don't.
Dang it.
No, I'm very upset by what's happening.
All right. You could have mended the tree with it.
So left we have the cloak. We have a ring, we have a hand axe, and the reds.
I'm going to do is it a perception check where I'm going to put like my hand over it to see if there's one that like calls to me more.
Ooh.
Does sure. that make sense?
Perception.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did create witch own designs with one of you in mind, but that works.
A natural 20.
Whoa.
Hold up.
Tell him which one fits.
I think on that 20, I just tell you what the three items do, and you can choose.
Nice, let's do it.
Okay. The crystal allows you to cast the spell Shield as an action, which gives you a plus 2 AC. Okay. The cloak allows you to cast gas form, which makes you turn into like a vapor, basically like a gas thing, which is very good for stealth. And the hand axe allows you to cast Mold Earth. So you can like reshape earth, basically like do a small earth bending crap with it.
Okay. And what are, druid, monk, fighter. Okay. I'm going to do is it a ring? Did you say?
The ring.
It's a ring. I'm going to grab the ring that does the shield.
Okay. Perfect. How about the rest of you?
I think
so, Jordan, as a reaction, if something hits you, you can use the ring's power to give you a plus 2 AC.
Okay.
I think I'll give you 3 charges for now. If it's too OP, we'll change that.
Okay.
Okay.
I think Gavin is going to be feeling the material on the cloak he currently has and the material on the cloak that's there.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, I like this one a little bit better. And he's going to like drop off the one the elf gave him like rudely in front of him and be like, I don't like this. And like pick up the other one and put it on. Cozy.
Okay, and like I said, you can now turn into like a gas, like a vapor, whatever you want now, which is pretty cool. Once per long rest.
Okay.
And Josh, I guess you with the hand axe.
Sweet.
And you can cast Mold Earth, which is a pretty used cantrip.
Sweet.
You and me both, man. You and me both.
Okay. As you guys eat,
Earth buddies.
Earth buddies. You can make a secret tunnel now.
Secret tunnel.
I don't know if you can sing that, but
we can't afford that song.
We can if we tell them where it came from.
Oh, is that how it works?
Sure. You just gotta cite stuff, right? Hey, but we got that from
that's
Avatar.
That's not how
Last
copyright
Airbender.
Works.
Go watch Avatar The Last Airbender. Not a sponsor yet.
It's creative content. Yeah. We can do up to 15 seconds. Fortunately, it's a 10-second long song.
No, yeah, it's true. All right. As you guys find your new items, as you guys are happy with it, as you guys connect with it, you guys eat the stew, you kind of learn the culture, all of these wood elves, and you hear people dancing, singing, but you do notice that they're all beat up. And as about you guys calling at night, you hear battle trumpets from a distance. And as you see fire arrows coming to the tree, hitting the trees, and trees are catching fire all over you.
Not the trees!
And then you see a hobgoblin from the distance, riding around saying,
"Elves, I come here to kill you. It is I, Orok the Great."
That's been Roleplay Rookies. Thank you guys for listening in. That was Nate, myself playing Toby, and Jordan playing Brock, Josh playing Jack, and John playing Gavin. Thank you all for listening in on the podcast. We're super excited about it. Please share it with anybody you think would be interested. Leave us a review. We'll shout you out if you leave us a good review. And thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you next week. While they're trying to figure out how to roll, welcome to John and Nate's Corner.
4 damage plus
5. Yeah, here's where we talk about stuff that's going on. I think
he said it's
very gory so far, and I'm...
Did you say it was damage plus
5? I think that it's kind of scary that we've been murdering things already.
I think Gavin is horrified. Like, honestly, he's so scared.
Unarmed? Are you doing an unarmed
I kind of feel like in his mind, Toby's been dreaming of doing this kind of thing his whole life, and now he's finally kind of realizing. So I think he's kind of stoked.
Is it everything he wanted?
No, I think it might be, and you should be worried about that.
Can y'all, like... You mind?